Right now, panel, it's time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, this week a new book came out by Ron Suskind suggesting that the White House forged a letter to back up their pre-war claims about Iraq. Well, there are other revelations in the book. It turns out President Bush, early on in his term, got very upset about the way his big cabinet-level meetings were going. Specifically, he was upset that the participants in the meeting were always doing what?
You know this.
No, I don't. I just have dozens of wonderful
telling
answers.
Telling the truth.
No.
Was it something as simple as, say, taking notes? No. I know he was very upset. He never wanted cell phones or
not
calls.
That. Not that. That's all true, but no. I'll give you a hint. He had to keep clearing his throat and pointing at the big seal on the back of his chair.
Not calling him Mr. President.
No. In fact, they weren't doing it to him at all. That was the problem.
They weren't talking to him.
Instead, they were talking to...
Dick Cheney.
Exactly right. He was upset because everybody was addressing their remarks to Cheney instead of to him.
Ah.
Apparently,
well, Cheney had them all covered.
Yeah. He was the one holding the gun.
He was the one with the gun.
Apparently, after a few such meetings, the president told Cheney that he was upset that the participants, and these would be people like President Bush's Secretary of State and President Bush's Secretary of Energy and President, for all we know, President Bush's own mother, they were addressing Vice President Cheney instead of President Bush. Plus, Bush was annoyed that Cheney kept making him sit over in the kids' situation room. Anyway, Mr. Big Deal, Vice President, was very gracious, according to Suskind, about the whole thing. He agreed to remain silent during the meetings and just take notes, after which the president and Dick Cheney could meet in private so that Cheney could then tell the president what to do.